Now, I want you to imagine, it won't be hard to imagine, you're on the countdown to Halloween. You are. It's coming in the middle of the week. Maybe you're planning on a costume. What is acceptable? What is too gory? And what crosses the line? Do you cross the line if you hire or buy a Ku Klux Klan outfit? And if you have a number of friends, maybe nine others who are prepared to purchase the same outfits, are you committing a hate crime if you go out and wear them? At what point do you actually commit the hate crime? Is it when you go to a prayer house where people worship of the Islamic faith and you stand outside carrying crosses and punching the air? Is that the point when the hate finally kicks in? I want to speak to Kelly Armstrong of the Alliance Party, who represents the area we're talking about. It's Newton Ards. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
At what point does hate kick in? Is it when you actually put on the KKK hooded outfit?
Well, I actually believe it was the actions that these people took when they went outside the Islamic prayer house, waving crosses and punching the air, as you have said. That's when it became something different than people just dressing up for Halloween. Let's face it, we all know exactly what the KKK stands for. So anyone, eight or nine people wearing those robes, they deliberately purchased those to all be the same. And then where they went was a deliberate act of intimidation.
Yeah, it should be said, this is not a homemade outfit that someone's used a sheet and a flour bag. This is the real deal with KKK emblazoned across the breast. The crosses seem to have been purchased as well. They're all in unison, the crosses. And the peaked hoods look incredibly sinister. These I don't know if we can tell from people's feet and indeed style of trousers that you see below the cloaks, but you get the impression that they're certainly not young teenagers. These look like mature people.
Well, there is another video that exists that a member of the public took of this group in a pub in Newton Ards, some with hoods off and some with hoods on. And this isn't just a childish jape. These are grown men who are seen picking up their crosses, I expect, to head out to the Islamic prayer house. This was an orchestrated act. This is not Halloween japes. This is something entirely different. And sadly, yet again, in Newton Ards, the Islamic Centre has been the target of people who think that it's their right to stand outside and be intimidating and threatening. I think it's religious intolerance. And I've called on the police to look at the CCTV camera to identify those bars that those people were in and out of, and for those bars to hand over their CCTVs that any identification hopefully can be made.
It must be very difficult for a pub or a place of entertainment if people come in dressed as the KKK. How do you deal with that? What's the first step that needs to be taken? Must that be reported to the police there and then, or should the pub ask people to leave, or just hope that they leave, considering how sinister their intent would seem to be?
Most bars have bouncers. Bouncers are trained to spot difficulties. If there's someone, you know, who's drunk or in bad behaviour, bouncers don't allow people into bars that wear sports tops or maybe even trainers. So for this, or two bars in particular that have let these people in wearing those robes, they went past the bouncers, they've gone into those bars. The bars haven't put them out. The bars, if they were worried about their other clientele, could have phoned the police and had these people removed, but these bars didn't. They allowed them into their premises. So I can only ask what sort of people think that having KKK walking through their bar that's serving food is appropriate. It's not on, Frank. It absolutely isn't on. This is religious intolerance. Everyone knows what the KKK stands for, and it needs to stop.
Is there any diluting of it, considering it is Halloween week? The reason I'm asking that, we see them in these pictures on the street walking through Newton Ards, and they do obviously target this building that was targeted before when a pig's head was left at the Islamic Centre door and graffiti was painted on the building. So the building has been targeted in the past, and there's no doubt when they congregate outside it, that is what they're doing. But the rest of the time when they're en route, when they're walking through Newton Ards, would passers-by, people in cars, feel this is hijinks, or would they say, we've got a serious, serious problem here?
Well, I think that, yes, you're absolutely right. You know, if people can wear despicable outfits, they can wear something that's inappropriate. Passers-by could look at that and go, what an idiot. But this was quite a group of people, all dressed exactly the same. They weren't drunk. The videos that I have seen, the photographs that I have seen, they're not drunk in it. This was a purposeful act. This was meant to intimidate. If I had driven past that group on Saturday evening, it would have been intimidating to me. And I'm not of the Islamic faith, but of any people of any faith, any person at all knows exactly what the KKK stands for and knows that what they have done over the last decades. This was intimidation. It's not good Halloween japes. Absolutely not. The KKK represents a very clear brand of hatred, and these people went purposefully out and bought. I'd love to know where they bought those type of robes, because there's no local fancy dress shop sell that type of thing. So they've probably bought them online, and then they have gone out en masse to intimidate.
The police are treating it as a hate crime, but you can almost hear the defence being put by their representative in court. Your Honour, please understand, lots of people are out dressed up on Saturday night. I was actually out myself on Saturday night, and loads of people around me were dressed up in fancy dress. This is going to be the argument. Halloween can get them off the hook. If they did it some other week, they couldn't argue that.
Well, I think that there's a bit of a difference when they're seen collecting their crosses in one of the videos, and then they appeared at the prayer house. You know, people don't do that. They went out, dressed, went to an area, picked up their cross, and then went on to, specifically to the Islamic prayer house in Newton Arts. That's not on. That's something very specific and something very sinister. They may well have gone on for the rest of that evening and had their Halloween parties, but those outfits are uncalled for. And social media and different people have commented to me since seeing those pictures to say it's a disgrace. Someone could say that it's hijinks, and it was a stupid outfit to wear. I'm sorry, but it was a very specific thing that these people were out to do, and that was to intimidate.
Do you think, do they fully understand what it means, the hatred that goes with that outfit, the message it sends to ethnic minorities and to black people? Do they understand just how hate-filled that garb is?
I honestly believe that they do. The KKK has a very clear history of hatred. For someone to stand with a cross outside an Islamic centre, to me, spells out one thing: religious intolerance. And this group of people were out to show that they did not want that Islamic centre to be there. Now, that Islamic centre is a very respectful centre. It is attended by a lot of very successful business people and families from Newton Arts that have been an absolute credit to the economy of Newton Arts. But this group do not respect their faith, and they stood outside with crosses for one intent: to intimidate.
Would you accept that they're insulting the cross every bit as much as they're insulting the
Absolutely.
Quran?
Absolutely. Anyone who behaves in this way does not do it in the name of Christianity. They do not do it in the name of people of Newton Arts, and they're certainly not doing it in my name or anyone else's name that I know. This is a very tiny group of people who have gone out of their way over the last weeks, let's face it, to try to intimidate people who are from an Islamic faith background, and it's not on. It's time to call this out as a hate crime and for the police to identify and prosecute.
Apart from the small number, the general atmosphere in Ards, is there a growing attitude towards questioning the presence of ethnic minorities or minority faiths, or do you see Ards as a welcoming, warm, comfortable place for all and for those of all faiths and none?
Ards is welcoming. Unfortunately, there are a very small minority of people who do very public acts in order to draw attention to themselves, and that's what's not welcome. I have to say that any of the people of the Islamic faith who attend the prayer house in Newton Ards or elsewhere have very successful businesses, have been generations of people who have lived here in Newton Ards and the surrounding area, who have contributed completely to life here in the area and made it such a wonderful, diverse place. Unfortunately, we have a group of, I have to say, Frank, probably no more than 20 people who think that it's their right to be intolerant. It's not their right. That's a hate crime.
Okay. Kelly Armstrong from the Alliance Party, thank you very much. Your opinions on this are welcome. 02890 333 105. And is it any defence whatsoever to suggest that it is Halloween? It's Halloween the run-up to Halloween, Halloween weekend. There were lots of Halloween parties on. People were dressed in crazy gear. I'm not out that much myself, but I was actually on the streets on Saturday night, and I bumped into a lot of revelers. So is Halloween any excuse? And first of all, like, was last weekend the Halloween weekend, or are we being much, much too understanding of 9 people who would get together in a bar and dress up as the KKK? Is that ever acceptable? Is it ever acceptable even to send away for a KKK outfit to get it delivered to your house? Are you crossing a line when you do that? Never mind going as far as the Islamic Center and shouting abuse. There's no question, once you're there, that is definitely a hate crime. Pauline has a point that she wants to make about, I think, Halloween generally and what people are wearing when they are out and about. Pauline, did you see the weekend that's gone by as a Halloween weekend? Is there any excuse for maybe someone being ignorant here and not knowing what they're doing?
Morning, Frank. Well, I definitely would see it, Frank, as a Halloween weekend. There's no excuse for them outfits like the KKK. I just think that's totally out of order. That's just... But, like I was saying, my son and them, just they would have treated the weekend as going up to Belfast for the night and dressed up. And my son was dressed as a turkey, rather random, I know, for Halloween, but were refused entry in a lot of places and were told it's not Halloween.
You see, that's what I like about your son, Pauline. He could have chosen anything. And who is he going to offend? Nobody. He offends nobody. He comes like as a turkey. And he doesn't, in Belfast, he doesn't get in. Yet and all, we have 9 absolute monsters in Ards who get into a bar dressed as the Ku Klux Klan. It just beggars belief, doesn't it, that some people get turned away for being dressed as turkeys and other people get in dressed as the KKK. Maybe that's simply down to absolute fear of the KKK, whereby you're not going to refuse those guys in case some hurt is visited upon your premises, whereas a turkey is unlikely to offend.
I think it's just also, Frank, the door staff, like at the end of the day, you could get trouble from people not dressed up at Halloween, but to let that happen, to let them people get into that bar dressed like that, and as I say then, looking back at my own son and being refused entry, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, Halloween should be a fun time for everybody, and getting dressed up is all part of it, and people are going to use Saturday past as being their Halloween weekend, because who, in all honesty, on Saturday or Wednesday night is going to be able to go out? Most people have to go to work the next morning, and it should have been a fun weekend, and the likes of those people dressed like that probably take it away for a lot of people.
Yeah, of course, they spoil it for the whole image of Halloween for everyone, those idiots in Newton Ards. But just one final point to you about your son. Why did he not get in?
That was what he came in yesterday morning, Frank. They'd stood up, they'd booked themselves a wee apartment. One was dressed as them German beer fests. One was dressed in the morph suit, and... as soon as he came in yesterday morning, I said, well, how did you get on? He says, we couldn't get into a lot of places. The doorman just said it's not Halloween.
That's strange. That really is strange, because, as I say, I was out and I saw loads of people in uniform or in outfits over the weekend. Pauline, sorry to hear that. Doesn't reflect very well on the social scene in Belfast, but Newton Ards seems like a less appealing place to be if at Halloween you are likely to bump into the KKK. Right, 0289033105, 077661051105. Now, we are on the countdown to fireworks. I know some of you went along on Saturday night to Sea Park. You were hoping to be fireworked and it didn't work out because the tide was wrong. Apparently they did them on a pontoon and they couldn't get out to them because they haven't read The Tide. We'll be looking at that in more detail shortly. But I want to speak to a senior fire officer in relation to this, which Jerry Lennon, who's from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service, because, Jerry, a lot of fireworks are going off this week. They've been going off this last couple of nights. They'll be going off certainly on Wednesday night. There's some advice that you'd like to give generally.
Oh, that's right, Frank. Well, first of all, I hope the turkey costume is made out of flame-resistant material, because that's another thing I wouldn't mind talking about the flammability of fancy dress costumes. But yeah, you're right. We're now really appealing to the public to think about their safety this Halloween. Halloween is one of our busiest nights of the year, as you know, Frank. We received 210 calls and attended 136 incidents last year. Now, that's a welcome reduction. So, however, it's disappointing that the majority of these calls, Frank, about 90% of incidents were deliberate fires. So, firstly, can I appeal to people who engage in setting fires to stop this behaviour? Deliberate fires pose a risk to life and property. They can spread very easily. Also, the environment, and they put an extra pressure on our firefighters and our control staff who are taking the calls and our resources. So that's your first appeal, Frank, to please stop this. And yes, I think fireworks too. I was listening to you earlier regarding the cancellation of quite a large display. So there might be more people using fireworks in their back garden. So yep. If you don't mind, I'll crack on with some safety advice on that, Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. Fire away, Jerry.
Well, first of all, it's compulsory for anyone to wishing to buy or use fireworks to have a license. That's the first thing, Frank. Application forms can be accessed via NI Direct website. And it's best if you do go to an organised display if they're not cancelled, because they're fantastic and they're a lot safer. But if you obtain a licence for fireworks and you're going to use them in your garden, here's some advice.
Just on one thing, Jerry, just one thing.
Yes.
It's now too late to apply. If you haven't applied, it's too late to apply. But go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Now, if you're using them, if you've got them in the box and you're going to use them, don't drink alcohol, Frank. And that's for obvious reasons. Keep them in an enclosed box and follow the manufacturer's guidelines. They should all be marked with a CE mark on it, and that designates its safety. Always use a torch or a head torch when setting them up, and light them at arm's length using a taper, and make sure everyone stands well back, and make sure the kids are supervised. Don't go near them, even if that hasn't gone off. Don't go near them, because it's still night. And never ever throw fireworks, Frank, or keep them in your pocket, because if you're running about with fireworks in your pocket, the friction could set them off. And lastly, keep your pets indoors. Dogs and cats can get really agitated and upset with the noise and the flame.
Jerry, one other thing you mentioned there, the fires. Is there still a tradition out in the countryside for some people to light bonfires on Halloween night, or has that died out?
No, there's still various places that have bonfires, Frank, with a few incidents with bonfires over the weekend there. So, no, they're still there. Not in the largest scale as other times of the year, but they'll still get bonfires.
Yeah, so safety first, and no problem highlighting it, Jerry. Anytime you want to get the message across, feel free. Let's hope you're not too busy come Wednesday night. But thanks for speaking to us, Jerry.
Thanks for your support, Frank. Thank you.
That's Jerry Lennon from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. 0289 033 105. Tell me about Sea Park. A lot of you have sent us texts and emails, and you were down there for about half an hour or so, and nothing was happening, and there weren't many announcements. This is what people are saying. Were there announcements? Did they keep you fully briefed? Were they aware that the tide wasn't going to come in and raise the pontoon and put the boat out? This is apparently what happened. The fireworks are on a pontoon, and then the boat that goes out to the pontoon, the man that strikes the match, he wasn't able to get out. That's the gist of it. Now, we'd be speaking to the council a little bit later in the programme, just to find out if they could they do it again? Could they give it to us on Wednesday night? Well, where's the tide on Wednesday night? 0289 033 105. Or did they set them off eventually in the middle of the night? Whenever, I don't know, when everybody went home. So were you down at Sea Park? How disappointed were you? Or indeed, was it a great night's crack anyway? And who needs fireworks when you've got the surroundings of Hollywood? 0289 033 105. Geordie's got a point he wants to to make about this issue of the people in Newton Ards dressing in an incredibly unacceptable and hate-filled way. Geordie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Geordie, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, surely. Fire away, Geordie.
Right, Frank, just the I was just driving, I was listening to that about the disdain you're showing for the boys that dressed up in Ku Klux Klan outfits and Ards. Do you not think people are very easy, very easy annoyed these days?
Offended.
Offended, that's, you know what I mean? Do you not think people are often easy offended? You know what I mean? The least wee thing we do nowadays, it's not politically correct. I'm not condoning what the boy's done. I wouldn't, because obviously that would offend some people. But it's the, you know, I mean, there's that boy getting up to Belfast. You know, couldn't get in dressed as a turkey. You know, it's gone crazy. The world has gone crazy. Politically correct has gone absolutely bananas.
Right, Geordie, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there for a second, because you're now comparing a boy who's sent away from a nightclub because he's dressed as a turkey with people who are dressed as the KKK. And me, I think the term you suggested was I was expressing some disdain at their choice of outfit. Now, the management in any nightclub retain the right to refuse admission for whatever reason. If they send away a fella dressed as a turkey, then there's no fun in that club. That club's not worth going to. Why on earth would you send away a bloke dressed as a turkey? The big question mark is over people who think there's something funny in being dressed as the KKK, or something marginally or mildly acceptable as being dressed as the KKK. From the moment you send your money to the company, wherever they are, that are making those outfits, you are crossing a line. You are expressing an opinion. You are entering into a world of hatred if you dress as the KKK. There's no question about that, Geordie. I'm not, you know, suggesting some element of disdain. I was asking the question, is there a possibility that they were so ignorant that they just thought it was a fancy dress costume? The simple answer to that is no, because they ended up outside the Islamic Center. But if you're prepared to wear an outfit that absolutely has hatred written on it from head to foot, then disdain is the least of the things you should worry about.
Okay, Frank. Just on that, if you think that's the case, if those boys had came to Belfast dressed as German officers, would the same thing have been said? Would you have been condemned because they wore German officer uniforms? Or if they dressed up in shababs or whatever they're called and went to out that night, again, would you be disgusted at that?
I think the bottom line on this is if they came dressed with swastikas on them, if that's what you're suggesting in relation to the German officers, if they came to a nightclub or walked up and down the street with swastikas and using Hitler salutes, that would be comparable. If they're wearing KKK outfits, that's comparable with bedecking yourself in swastikas and saluting Hitler. That would be comparable. I'm sure there are many German outfits that would be acceptable as fancy dress, but not the ones that I'm describing. If they came dressed as Islamic terrorists, again, that wouldn't be acceptable either. They're all on the same par, those.
I just think the world's going crazy, Frank. It's political correctness right across the board going mad. Nobody nowadays, I know you're condemning it, but nobody nowadays, you can absolutely do nothing. Should you be afraid to pick a costume in case you did offend somebody? You know what I mean? The fun has been taken out of basically everything, even Christmas. You're not allowed to say Merry Christmas now, it's Happy Holidays. It's absolutely crazy. The world's going mad because we're offended one part of a community. And we've been doing this for years and years and years, and now all of a sudden it's not politically correct because we're offending one part of our community or the world's community. I just think it's crazy, Frank. I know you probably won't agree with that, but I personally think it's crazy.
So,
I'd like to thank you for having me on.
Yeah, just so as there's no lack of clarity, Geordie, just let me be clear on this with you. Do you think it is acceptable under any circumstances to wear the KKK outfit at Halloween?
Personally, not in the context of what they wore. If they took it there, if they wore it to a party, a private party, I wouldn't have any problem with it.
Okay. That's where you stand on it, and you're very clear. Thank you indeed. Do you agree or disagree with Geordie? Would you wear a KKK outfit to a private party? Never mind standing outside the Islamic Centre in Newton Ards, 9 of you all together with crosses and the full gear. So leave that to one side. I think we're in unison here that is hatred. But is wearing the KKK outfit to a private party, is that a gag? Can it ever be a gag? 02890-333-105. Peter's on line 2. Good morning, Peter.
Well, Frank, what I am saying is it's wrong to dress up like that, but I watched it in Saturday night. I actually drove through Newton Ards and there was a few of them running about there. You could see them. But it wasn't organised, but it was their choice of dress may have been better. But listen...
But Peter, let me stop you there. When you say, hold on. When you say you went through Newton Ards and you saw them, are you talking about the people dressed as the KKK?
Yes, they were drunk. The guys were drunk. You could see them. It doesn't make any difference. But the one walking along and rose the gallery, there seemed to be two here, three there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but at one point they were, not necessarily the ones you saw, but there were 9, I think, outside the Islamic Centre, and they were punching the air. Now, these are people that, by wearing that outfit, are supporting a group that's involved in white supremacy, white nationalism, anti-immigration, right. Anti-Catholicism, you know, anti-black, everything that you can think of in terms of extremity.
Can I make my point? Listen, I come back into Belfast, there was people running about, hundreds, now not a couple, hundreds. There was one dressed up as what we would call looky-looky men in Spain, would be of a certain colour and be selling sunglasses. There was guys painted like that, they were going into well-known pubs, and I think what would have happened is the pubs would have turned them away at any hour night, only it was Halloween. Now, saying that, it doesn't mean, if they'd done it on a Sunday night or any hour night, there would be crosses of hate crime as well. So they're all wrong, you know, but and the context of it all is at Halloween. Same as if you dress up like a priest, somebody may walk by you that's been offended by them and they're offended. It's just one of those things, you know. I disagree with any of it, but one's as bad as the other, if you understand what I mean. They were walking by policemen and one's dressed up and painted black with sunglasses. So is that not a hate crime as well?
Peter, absolutely unacceptable for people to black up and to be selling sunglasses along the street to belittle or to degrade members of the black community. It is unacceptable. There's a huge but here. That is an example of people being racist. It's an example of people being racist, but not at the same level as dressing as the Ku Klux Klan. You could argue that somebody may black up as they used to do in shows years ago, which is completely unacceptable. They may do that out of ignorance. They may do that as a failed attempt at humour. You could argue that. However, you don't argue that sending off on the internet for KKK outfits, wearing them outside the Islamic Centre and feeling that it's acceptable to be out and about in a KKK outfit is something that is anything other than unacceptable.
But Frank, I listened earlier on and there was some guy who was on there, said he was looking through his blinds and he seen this. I'll tell you what, I love the bar's living room window as a lookout post because he's only man I know can see out a window and see about 4 different streets. You know what I mean?
But the pictures are in the paper. But Peter, the pictures are in the paper. Yeah. They're in the front of the Belfast Telegraph.
But what I'm saying, this guy had made a statement that he's seen people saluting. You know, and if people's going to come on and criticise him, which you do deserve a criticism, I hope they'll come on and speak the truth. They don't exaggerate the things and make them worse. But listen, Frank, at the end of the day, if I walk down Dublin Road today, my face painted black, you can guarantee you'd be arrested.
Yeah, there's an argument in that. I'm not going to say that isn't a valid point that you are making. Completely unacceptable to degrade or to belittle members of the black community, whether it's Halloween or not, or even if it's through absolute ignorance. So I take on board what you're saying. Tommy's got a point. Good morning, Tommy.
Hi, Frank. Good morning. Frank, I've just been listening to you, sir. about this KKK thing, and I believe it's all in hijinks. Do you know what I mean? It ain't nothing to do with being a white supremacist or anything or scaring people. It was done in hijinks. I mean, these boys actually wore them out to the bar afterwards. Do you know what I mean?
So you think it's sheer ignorance? They don't know what they're doing?
No, Frank. Yes, I think it is. But the point about it is, here's the thing for you. If people look into the history of the KKK, what were they classed as? What was the KKK classed as when people started to see them out in America? They were classed as ghosts because of the white sheet. So, in Halloween spirits, it's okay. I think it's acceptable. It's all hijinks. If these boys were wanting to make a statement, they wouldn't have been out in the bar afterwards all drinking together, dressed up in the same. You know what I mean?
No.
I think it's all out hijinks, and people's just taking it too seriously.
No, okay, so I clearly get your point. So it's down to ignorance then, because surely they couldn't find anything funny in the KKK. They don't really know what they are representing when they go out. This white supremacy, whites only, anti-immigration. They'd be expressing a hatred of Catholics, hatred of blacks, hatred of the LGBT community, hatred of Islam, and they would be fully in favour of the Nazis. So these are the guys, you know. Is it just a lack of education that's in the Newton Ards area when they sent away for their, let me see how many we have here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 there in that picture. All the same outfit, all professionally made. This wasn't, you know, a sheet thrown over you with a dunce's hat on. This is the real deal here. So do they not know anything at all about the history of the KKK? I tend to think they darn well do, because they're pictured outside the Islamic Center punching the air. What's all that about if it's only hijinks? 0289033105. We'll have the news after this.